This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Hall of Famer, one of the greatest players in Golden State Warriors history, Rick Barry. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Well, if I was doing any better, I'd be making a comeback in the NBA.
Hey, we could use you.
Yeah, you know, the Warriors actually need a guy who can create, and you weren't bad at that, Rick.
Yeah, no, it's amazing what's happened to the game, and I'm so excited that the Joe Lacob came in and finally got the team to play to the levels they're capable of, and they've had quite a good run, and we'll see if they can find a way to sneak into the playoffs this year and surprise some people.
Well, let me ask you this about what you're up to this weekend, Rick, because I know we've got the celebrity pickleball bash, and I know you're a huge pickleball player, but I would assume you're here for the All-Star game too. I mean, what do you have going this weekend?
What do I have going? I'm very busy. I was honored by the Sheriff's Department here locally. I received the first ever honorary Sheriff's badge and commemorated. That was a nice affair we had at the Italian Athletic Club last night, and it was great to meet the Sheriff and the Deputy Sheriff and all of the other fine people who serve the community here in such a wonderful way. A lot of great people were there. That was really fun to do, and a great meal on top of it. I love Italian food. So that was cool. I'm waiting for my son Scooter to show up and my granddaughter Brooklyn so I can go to lunch with them. Then I've got another function tonight, and I'd use up the whole show trying to tell you everything I'm doing the rest of the week. And of course, I am playing pickleball on Saturday afternoon over at the Warfield Theater, which is going to be kind of fun. I'm playing with Tyler Hansborough, who's a really good player. He's thinking about going into becoming a pro pickleball player or something. He and I are teaming up, and we're going to play against some other pros and celebrities. So it'll be a nice challenge to see how well we can do, because we'll be the only team that doesn't have at least one professional pickleball player on it. So we'll have a nice challenge to see if we can do well.
Yeah, hey, Rick, congrats on that award. I know it means a lot, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm born and raised here in the Bay Area. I used to call your show, different station, and lobby for you to be the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. So with that, I know the game. You played it. You excelled. I'm excited about this move. I felt they needed to move. But, Rick, we keep it real here, 10-2. If I were to ask you your biggest concern with this team after the Butler acquisition, how would you answer that?
Size, you know, how are they going to do against teams that have some size? I mean, obviously, if they get everybody back and healthy, I still think they have a chance of doing something. Anytime you have two players of the quality of Steph and also Jimmy Butler, and then you throw Draymond into the equation with the experience that they all have, you know, anything certainly can happen. I like what I've seen from Jimmy in this game so far. He had a nice game last night. Unfortunately, they came up a little short. And I told people, watch out, Kyrie's going to step his game up now that Luka's gone. I mean, he was just holding back. He did it last night. He crushed the Warriors. He played so well. But, The big thing right now is they just got to get themselves healthy. I'd just like to see them find a way to get into that eighth spot or, you know, lower than that if possible and not have to be in the play-in. And once you get there, anything can happen in sports, as you well know. I mean, nobody in the world would have picked to have what happened in Super Bowl to see the Chiefs get dominated like they did in the first half. So that's the beauty of sports. Crazy things can happen. I know firsthand. I mean, we have the greatest upset in the history of major sports, I think, certainly in the NBA without question. And so I experienced it firsthand. So I know what can happen.
Rick, Steph Curry's 36. He's going to be 37 next month. And what can you explain to fans kind of what he's going through at that age, particularly his size? And how do you know what is maybe some slippage from Steph Curry and what might be the function of not having great teammates to help him out?
Well, I think the last part is the most important part, is, you know, having people to be able to help him out so he doesn't have to do as much himself. Certainly he's having an off season for him, which would be a fantastic season for the majority of players in the NBA. But he can elevate his game, no question. I mean, he struggled in the Olympics until they needed him in the semis and the finals when he came through admirably. So I'm not overly concerned about that, as long as he can stay healthy. But the big thing is at 36, he doesn't play a lot of minutes. Okay, I mean, I averaged 47 minutes a game in one season that I played, and most of the time over 40. The guys today generally average around 36, which is three quarters of the game. So it wasn't like he had to beat his body up, you know, for that long a time since he's been in the NBA. And the travel was a lot easier. You know, he didn't get to bed at 2:00 in the morning. He'd get up at 5:30 to catch a 6:30 flight to go to the next city. They get on chartered flights. They get meals. They get better rest. So it's not as difficult, and that's a good thing for Warriors fans, that the players don't have to go through that. So at that age, there's no problem. I played there. I could have played longer, but they cut the rosters from 12 to 11 in 1980 to save money. The NBA cut the rosters from 12 to 11. Otherwise, I was going to play with the Boston Celtics, and I still could play, and I still was in good shape. So I'm not worried about Steph and his age.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you this, because you know this. Fans have more outlets now to voice their anger than ever. But Buddy Hield, you can shoot with the best of them. What advice would you give them, and what are you seeing from them? Because a lot of fans are trying to blame him from everything, but I can't admit they are correct and he's struggling. How would you try to work on Buddy and get him back right?
Well, everybody struggles. I mean, you go through a season, you have a time. Most teams, you know, have a period when they struggle a lot. For the Warriors, I'm the eternal optimist. So for them, I say, okay, they've struggled this first half of the season. There's two halves to the season, basically. They got a lot of time left to get their act together. So I'm not overly concerned about that. I think they can find a way to get into the playoffs. They have enough talent to do it, especially with Butler joining them. And if Kuminga can come back and get himself up to the level he needs to be, he just still has to continue to improve. He's made some improvement, not as much as I'd like to see. But when it comes to a shooter, that happens. I mean, hell, even Steph has gone through some games. I mean, Steph's had some horrible stretches where he didn't shoot the ball particularly well, and he's the greatest shooter ever. So you don't ever worry about that. The offense is a roller coaster ride. You got a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Okay, defense is what has to stay constant. That's where the Warriors need to focus on right now. They need to, as a team, focus on playing good, tough defense, which will keep them in games when guys are struggling offensively, and even get some victories on games that maybe you would have lost if your defense wasn't so good. I mean, just look, defense doesn't win championships, but it helps. Then that's the perfect example of what happened with the Super Bowl. You know, the defense for the Eagles was unbelievable in the first half. Never in my wildest dreams that I would think that they would be able to dominate the Kansas City Chiefs offense the way that they did, and that helped them to win the game. But they still hurts in the offense, still had to outscore them, and they did that. So that's what you need. So if you're a Warriors fan, you know, get them to focus on the defense. The other stuff will take care of itself. I'm not worried about it. Plus, he's got somebody who can watch the shot, and Steph can help him figure it out.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I'm looking. What do you remember about the 1967 All-Star game?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Remember a lot.
Other than you were the MVP.
Well, I should have been. I've always said in the All-Star game they should have. Let's not even call it a game anymore. It's more of an exhibition. I don't know what the hell they've been doing, but it's the guys don't take it that seriously. Ours was very competitive. And I always felt that anytime you have an All-Star game, you should have two awards, the most valuable and the most outstanding. They're not necessarily the same players. In our game then, my teammate, great teammate, Nate Thurman, God rest his soul, Nate would have been, I think, the most valuable player. He went up against the front line that had Lucas, right? Lucas, yeah. Russell, Chambers, Willis Reed. I mean, come on. He was there and he had Daryl Imhoff, who wasn't, you know, nice player and doing stuff, but I mean, this is not in the same category as those guys. And he had like 18 rebounds and you know, a bunch of 16 points and was able to be able to neutralize those guys. I think he was more valuable to our team than I was. I would have gotten the most outstanding player having scored 38 points. And that's usually the case in most All-Star games. And so I just remember, it was just such a unique game. You know, Red Auerbach got thrown out, the only time that ever happened for a coach to get thrown out of the game. It was a different world back then. It really was. It's a totally different world. And we didn't have you know, time off and all the other stuff. You came in, you had a banquet, you played, you went out, and you started playing ball again. So, different world. And I'll give you the greatest example of all of how crazy it is. The guys who win the game, the two games, because they're going to play two games, basically the 40 points, and if you win that first game, you play another game to 40 points, which is, in essence, three-quarters of a game, right? 80 points is about three-quarters of an NBA game, right?
Yep.
So they're not even playing a full game. The winning guy, the eight guys on the winning team will get $125,000 for doing that. $125,000 is more than I made in my first full years in the season, in the league. And they're getting that for playing 80 minutes of basketball on a Sunday. Yeah. So those guys should be very fortunate that they're in the position that they're in.
Rick, I got to tell you, man, and you didn't ask, but I'm going to share it with you because my wife's like, get a life. You know, people got real problems, but you just said it. The players don't care. You're a steward of the game. I'm going to every party I can, every event I can. I'm going to support the Warriors and the NBA this weekend. But damn it, I do not want to watch shirts and skins, basically, with three or four teams. Half of my life was watching you in the All-Star game. Jordan and Magic, where they cared. What can Adam Silver do to fix this? And nobody, Rick, is in the slam dunk contest because they don't give a damn, and I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Adam's trying. He's putting in a whole new format, and he's trying to do everything he can. That's the nature of the beast. I mean, he can't force the players to have to want to play hard. I understand that they're concerned about injuries and things. Look what they've done in football, which I think is so smart, to stop having a football game of an All-Star kind of game. That's crazy. That sport's too violent. And so the stuff that they do now, it's entertainment. That's what it should be. It should be an entertaining weekend. And I accepted the game for what it was. Basically, it was an exhibition. The guys to go out there, mess around, have some fun. They do some amazing. I still remember the pass that Steph Curry made in one of the All-Star games. He was at half court. He threw a freaking bounce pass. Yeah. Bounced up right next to the basket. Giannis caught it and dunked it. I mean, my God. I mean, some of the things that these guys do are just crazy. So if you accept it for what it is, it's great. But stop calling it a game. You know, if the guys don't want to make it a super competitive game, then that's their choice.
I hear you.
Force somebody. Do it.
Hey, Rick, I got to ask you about what your thoughts on the Doncic for Anthony Davis trade. They're calling it one of the biggest in history. It kind of came out of nowhere. What were your thoughts?
Well, I can't believe that Dallas didn't get more out of that trade. A whole bunch of first-round draft picks and what have you. I guess they were disenchanted with him and his work ethic or whatever it may be. I heard one of the owners of the team talking about the fact that they didn't like the way he worked out and that he was taking time off. I mean, it was not good. And the people in Dallas are up in arms over the fact that they let him go. I just think the big thing is, yeah, sure, you want to let him go, fine, but get something of equal value. Now, they got a hell of a player in Davis. I think they're actually going to be a better team. If Davis is healthy, Dallas will be a better overall basketball team with him. I really do, because look what Kyrie just did against the Warriors last night. That's what he's capable of doing with Luka not being there. Mm. But then he's going to have a defensive factor in Davis. They'll be a better basketball team. They'll be much more competitive than they were with having Luka. But L.A. needs a star. It's L.A. They have to have a star. LeBron's going to retire probably in another year, maybe at the most. And so now they've got a guy to build around for, you know, the next 10 years. So it was a great move for them to be able to get him and to not have to give up more than Davis and, you know, no other players of any significance or draft picks that's going to kill him. That great move for L.A. Not so great a move, I think, for Dallas, because I don't think they got enough.
No doubt. Hey, let me ask you this, because I'm excited, Rick. Now I'm calmed down. I'm excited about Jonathan Kuminga. When that day does come and that game is upon us, when he comes back, how can Dub Nation not be excited to add him to what they got going? What are your thoughts on Kuminga when he does get back?
Well, hopefully he's going to play at a high level. He has made some improvement, got a little better with his three-point shooting. He does attack the basket with a vengeance, which I do like. Jimmy can do that as well. But then again, they're still small. I mean, you know, they're big guys, you know, are nice, they're serviceable. But when you're going up against some of these other teams, you know, small ball doesn't always necessarily work. So it'll just be a matter of how well those other players perform. They may wind up doing it with the two-headed monster like we had. We had Clifford Ray starting and George Johnson coming off the bench. Between the two of them, they put up numbers that were, comparable to having a star player playing the center position. So maybe the Warriors can figure out a way to split time between some of the guys that they have. And, you know, the new young kid is showing some promise. The fact that I saw the game the other day when he knocked in three of three Warriors in a row, he could shoot the three. And so hopefully he'll develop quickly. I'm happy to see that they're playing him, because I always felt if you thought you can had enough positive thoughts about a player that you would draft him and bring him to your organization, he's only going to get better if you play him. And so he's getting a chance to play now, and he'll develop much quicker getting that opportunity. And so if between him and Looney and whatever, if they can find a way to get those guys to put them in at different times and get some good performance out of them from rebounding defense and score a few points, then they might have a chance, because they do have enough talent otherwise if all the other guys play at the level that they're capable of playing. And that's a big if.
Rick, I know you have a great relationship with R.C. Davis, and I want to ask you, he told me something about you, but I want to check if he's correct.
Uh-oh.
Is it true that a goal of yours is to live to be 100 and fly fish on your 100th birthday?
Well, fly fish and play pickleball.
Wow, Rick!
Oh, man, you're incredible, Rick. I know I'm getting up there, and I'm starting to lose a little motivation.
There's one other thing I want to be able to do at 100, but I can't talk about it
very long. My man, 100 grand.
Hey, Rick, have a great time. Glad to have you back in the Bay.
Take it easy.
Really appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure to talk. God bless all the fans. Hope everybody's 2025 is off to a great start.
Thank you very much.
Go Dubs.
All righty, that's Rick Barry, one of the greatest of all time.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.